This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan as I try to make sure my headphones work because they don't. They're done.
I can't get my headphones to work because this jack is broken now.
Is it?
Yeah, it was somebody broke off the tip job, and it's stuck in the little headphone jack, and
yeah.
So now I can't actually plug into that one. I have to plug into the one where Mike sits.
You know, as it would be, I think my cord is messed up.
Mm.
It's always been a big problem with me, BlueChew.com, promo code RJ. Big problem with me, but... yeah, it something's going on, so I got to get a new cord. These are new headphones, too. That's the upsetting thing about it. They're less than a year old. Less than a year old. I got those new quarter-inch plugs, you know, a quarter inch at a time. I live my life a quarter inch at a time.
Poor, as Sarah said that about you. Poorly made product, it seems like, whatever
poorly
that is.
Made product, probably...
You think that's going to change?
We'll see. We'll see.
I just don't know why we don't have Bluetooth yet with these studios.
You know, that's a great question.
Why is it still cord?
That's a wonderful question.
We're cordless. We're wireless everywhere else.
Can you get one of those where the plug is Bluetooth and it goes into your headphones?
I'm sure at some point they can come up with Bluetooth monitors for studios, but generally I think engineers would freak out about that.
Oh, is that an engineering thing?
No, I mean, I wouldn't like it. So,
well.
All right. Well. It was a huge night. I mean, we have waited.
We're not even going to acknowledge the elephant in the room or not in the room.
Oh, well, yeah, well, we're going to.
The donkey not in the room, I guess. Yes. I guess I shouldn't call him an elephant this morning.
I like it, Poppy.
Oh, yeah, Sean is out today. He sent us a text after the show, and you could tell. You could tell he was struggling. I knew he was struggling when he got up during the college football kegger.
Yeah,
to go spit into the trash can. it probably wasn't going to happen. Sean is out today. He might be out tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know. He might be. It's actual sickness.
Yes.
It's an actual sickness.
Yeah, this isn't him taking the projections hard. This wasn't like a 45-minute ago call.
I don't think, you know, we don't even.
I'm doing a bit. I can't do bits this morning.
Yeah, well, you can do bits. You
I was doing bits this morning regardless of what happened yesterday.
You absolutely can do bits. We have waited so long for last night and staying up and being so engaged in last night. And we finally get it. And SMU is the 13th ranked team in the college football playoff.
Stop the steal, bro.
What?
Stop the steal. That team needs to be in the top 12.
They do. They really do. They really do. We'll get into plenty of that because I have some takes on the college football playoff. But how late did you stay up?
I was in bed at midnight, 12:15, something like that.
What time did we text? We were texting last night.
Yeah, because I think Derek Holland's going to pop on at some point this morning. Not because of that, but because he's got an event coming up.
All right, you sent me a text at 12:33.
Yeah, and then I put my phone down. And so that was it.
All right. I was up a little bit more. I texted my mom at 12:51. And it was a little. It was shortly after that that I went to bed. Peyton?
Mine was 10:15, 10:30.
You know, wait.
I was tired.
Yeah, what's up with all you guys being silent on the text last night? Like, Peyton not replying all night. You weren't replying all night. Sean didn't reply all night. I was like, nobody's reacting to any of what's happening.
I sent a little meme.
You sent a meme? Did you?
I thought I sent a meme or some kind of tweet. Did. Yeah.
I was. I was sitting there with Sarah and our friend Wesley was over. We were just watching it. We were just enjoying like the night, just hanging out, just having fun, like just drinking and.
I'm just gonna say this, regardless of the outcomes. Every year, even though I didn't vote this year, vote in 2020.
I love election. I think Election Day is the most tremendous day every 4 years.
It's like watching a sport, like it's going great. Into the counties and comparing them to like that's why I love watching the John King breakdowns. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, how's the advantage looking here? Where are we? It is like watching a sport.
It really is. Like John King on CNN, I think, is by far the best at that little board thingy.
Mm-hmm.
All the other networks try to do it, and I flipped around, and I went to ABC, and I went to Fox News, and they've got, it just looks, the ABC one looked like they just decided, hey, let's figure this out on Friday of last week.
Yeah.
Let's get a board. What do you say? And I was like, all right, that's not working, guys. Like, you guys don't know what you're doing. Their board still use the stylus. You can't. This is 2024. This has got to be fingers.
They're like, if it was good enough for Tim Russert, it's good enough for me.
Tim Russert. And then the guy, whoever the guy on Fox is, Bill or Billy or whatever. I don't even know.
I don't know. Is it Bill Hemmer? Who does it?
The tall, kind of slender guy. I mean, he's good. He's fine with it, but he's not John King. Kornacki's really good on NBC because he also can write on his, like he's Tony Romo writing on the Telestrator.
Yeah,
right. So he could write on his. That's a good one. But I mean, that the way they do that, and King just goes to these counties. And he's like, well, I mean, look here. I mean, here are the county you've got. This is where Dearborn is, and this is where this is. And I went to this town, and they had all these votes. And I was like, what?
He had a little bit of a struggle a couple times, though. Did you notice him a few times going like, oh, hold on, bear with me? Like, almost he had too many options this year.
Yeah, it's like he forgot how to get back to that one page.
Yeah, and there would be this, like, awkward 6 seconds of silence of Jake Tapper just sitting there like,
all right, dude.
Yeah. Okay, John is trying to, oh, John clicked the wrong option. He's going back now. And then there's no talking through it. Like, I was expecting Jake Tapper to fill with something. This night, though, and remember, guys, we may not know till 3 yet, just some sort of commentary to fill the silence instead of John King going,
Where did Wolf go? Where was Wolf?
I don't know. Is he no longer with us, maybe?
No, I think he's there. Wolf's alive.
Let's see here.
Where was Wolf?
He was co-anchoring special coverage from noon to 4, and so I don't know. I guess he got demoted.
Oh, they put him on the day shift?
He's 76 years old now.
Yeah, I guess he was like, I'm not Jake, because he used to do what Jake Tapper did, which was like stand up there and do all those.
Boy, I guess I don't see a lot of these people except every 4 years.
Yeah.
And so, like, I saw Jake Tapper. I was like, wow, John King looks the same as he has for 20 years.
He hasn't changed.
Jake Tapper, I was like, oh, look, he looks like he's probably gotten into scotch in recent years or something.
Yeah.
And,
you got to get into scotch in that job, I think.
Yeah. Gotten into scotch, probably. The gray streaks are coming in. He's got the readers now. I looked at him. I was like, oh, this looks like a different person to me.
Now you were the only one, Bobby Belt, that I thought this was going to end last night. I thought, and everybody I had heard on TV thought this was going to go to like Thursday or Friday before we really had at least until like Wednesday until we even had an idea.
And I mean, technically went to Wednesday early Wednesday, but true. I mean that's
suckers and losers.
To me, it was.
I think you had a really good idea like at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean like that's the thing. I thought it was, regardless of which direction it went, because I genuinely thought it was a coin flip last night. Regardless of which way it went, I was pretty sure we'd know coming in here. Because even when the 2020 election happened and we didn't officially have it till Friday or whatever it was. Friday, Saturday, whenever they actually called it. Like, we knew by Wednesday at 6 a.m. where it was going.
We had a really, really, you're just waiting
for official word. But it was like, yeah, this is clearly where it's heading at this point. And so same sort of thing. I just knew we're probably going to have a pretty good idea. But it is funny to watch those county results when you get into the counties, into the different states, and see it coming through. KNC last night, you can't forget KNC's buddy won last night. Their senator.
They're always
interviewing. Right. How many times have they had him on the show? 6-7 times now.
I think it's one.
Oh, okay. Well,
but maybe twice.
It was close. It was close to that. But Peyton, did you have any anxiety about going to bed before it was decided? Were you a little like, I got to know what's happening when it's happening?
Well, I guess I didn't understand why each news outlet had different projections. That was so hard to keep up. I hate how they do that, because like Fox was way ahead of what CNN had, and I don't know if that's just because they project things differently. I mean, and look, they end up being right, you know, as they usually are, but I mean,
Peyton.
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, it's like, so I kind of knew ahead of time. I mean, I knew what was going to happen. And so I was like, I was comfortable going to sleep. And then I woke up, you know, 4 a.m. I was like, okay, like what happened. And, you know, I was right.
I don't know why they all call it differently. They all do. Like, and I flipped around, like, because I think I was on, you guys texted me and basically said it was over. And I was like, what? I'm like, because I'm looking at the board, and all night you're looking at the board, and CNN had it at like Trump with 70 votes or electoral college votes, and then Fox had like 105, and then they had, you know, CNN had like 27 for Harris, and Fox had like 72, and it's like, what's going on here? You know, because they don't all, and I don't mean like a couple of minutes. I'm talking like an hour that it was sitting like that, and they just never called things. And every network, I guess, has their own projections and what they constitute as a threshold.
I guess we haven't said it already. I thought we did. 817, can y'all stop, quit circling the wagon and tell me who won / winning? Trump won.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I thought we said that. But, yeah, Trump won.
Yeah, I thought that was known. Anyway, I thought we had said it, but.
Yeah. Trump won, and they called Pennsylvania last night. There's still some other states that have not been called yet, but he's at, I think, 277.
So what was the state? Because after they called Pennsylvania, I was like, all right, it's kind of over. I pretty much, like, because he started speaking, and he said in his speech that he won Wisconsin, but nobody had called Wisconsin.
I don't think anybody has officially called Wisconsin yet, but, I mean, AP's projected him to win.
Okay.
I think New York Times said he's basically won Wisconsin. It's just they're waiting on it to be official.
I'm still blown away, like, because every year this happens and it, like, the polls are just wrong.
They were better this year. I think they were closer this year. They missed on a couple of the margins. Texas was supposed to be a lot closer than it was. A lot of these other states were supposed to be a lot closer than they were. But, New York Times has called Wisconsin.
They have called Wisconsin,
yeah. So Michigan's still outstanding. Maine, how is Maine, like, the first state we got votes for, and they have 73% of their vote still?
It's insane. Like, so how slow some of these states are to report. Like, Texas was over, like, was almost a million vote disparity, which is very, very high. I'll tell you this.
Texas was... over Texas is 1.6 million.
I mean, like, when I went to bed, it was like a million. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't, that's high. I'll tell you this, is anybody who was alive and voting in the year 2000, to have Florida be called at 7 o'clock when the polls close, I don't think you can fully grasp. If you were not alive in 2000,
Peyton,
I don't think you can fully grasp how insane that is.
Peyton, what's a hanging Chad?
Oh, I don't think I know. Hanging Chad.
That's exactly the point.
Okay, good.
So they had these ballots, baby.
They in 2000, the Bush Gore, they had these little cards. They weren't like even sizes of piece of paper. They were like a half of this, and that's how you would vote. But you would punch through.
Oh, disgusting.
you would punch through your vote. So you had these. I'm telling you, just go watch the YouTube videos.
Google. You can find documentaries on Florida in 2020. It is actually very interesting.
You have 85-year-olds sitting there with arthritic fingers, like holding these pieces of paper up, shaking their hand, and trying to look through a light to see who voted for who. And they had to do this for like 4 million votes. And I think Bush won by 530 votes or something like that.
Yeah,
and
it was tight.
And it was a month. They did this for a month. And the fact that it was that close then, and then they called it at 7:01 last night. I just can't. I don't think you can grasp how insane that is if you did not live through 2000.
Different era, baby.
Totally different era. So there's the election last night. It was a late one. Former President Trump is the new, eventually president. All right, you want to get into the trade deadline fallout, Bobby, or do you want to go and get into some more of the NBA and Jason Kelce fallout?
Let's get into NFL trade deadline fallout, where the Cowboys are being painted as universal losers yesterday. That's next on The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a special Wednesday edition of Ask Reddit coming up in 20 minutes at 6:40 because, you know, we didn't get to it yesterday. We had so much to get to yesterday. We had the Jerry Jones interview where he popped on with us as he does every Tuesday.
I mean, yesterday it was we couldn't look away from the G-bag car crash.
Right.
We had to. That's right. Once we got into that, yeah. That took up our time there.
That was a good 30 minutes that we talked about the G-bag car crash.
I did talk to Brian about that yesterday. Brian said that he literally told Eric during that break when they were arguing, which we talked about on camera. He said he literally told Eric, he's like, if you don't like the way we talk draft, go sit in the corner.
Well, all right. Sit in the corner. Boy, he sunned him there.
Yeah. It felt like he sunned him on the air. And off the air, he absolutely did. Yes. He would go to your room.
Absolutely. Don't talk about the draft. Don't talk about the draft. Don't say that. Be nice. Be nice about the draft show. Oh, man. Okay, so yesterday was NFL trade deadline. And the Cowboys, if you don't know, made a blockbuster, Bobby. And they sent a fourth-round pick to Carolina in return for a seventh and Jonathan Mingo, which has been resoundingly chastised.
Mm-hmm.
Big time, bigly, across all of the publications that do grades for the trades. And I'll give you ESPN, for example. They gave the Cowboys a Peyton.
Here's what's troubling to me is the Mingo thing is a trade that was universally criticized in terms of the amount of value you gave up. It's never good when Bill Barnwell has to write 6,000 words on ESPN.com saying, explaining what the logic behind the Jonathan Mingo trade may have been. It's like, that's not a good sign when Bill Barnwell goes, oh, here's my 6,000 words for
here's
today.
Here's my 6,000 words.
Explaining why a team would do this,
that,
maybe.
That I'm going to write on election day that no one's going to read because they're going to be so up on the election.
One of the things he puts up here in his subcategories in his article is it possible the Cowboys know what they're doing? It's bad. If we're at a state where columnists are coming up with 6,000 words on, let's analyze that the Cowboys know what they're doing. Maybe they do.
How do you know it's 6,000 words, by the way?
I just assume it always is with Barnwell because everything's this long and ultimately it just says nothing because that's what Barnwell does when he writes. I know you're a big Barnwell guy, but
I like him.
I'm not the biggest fan of it. But yeah, yesterday, this is harder to take when you look at what was brought up, which is Davante Adams going for third. Mike Williams went later in the day after we left for a fifth. The Jets trade him for a fifth round pick. You've got in Washington, Marshawn Lattimore goes for a third round pick. The trade value is just, by the way, I think that answers our question to Diggs, Bland. Like, could you get a first? No, you couldn't. Now, Lattimore's hurt a lot, and Lattimore's a veteran, but Lattimore's still a legitimate. I think I saw the note yesterday. He hasn't allowed a touchdown in man coverage since 21. That was the last time.
Okay, so you think how close are the two players? If you had to rank the two players, who do you put better, and how close is it?
With Diggs? And Lattimore's better. And Lattimore's better, I think he's discernibly better. I don't know that it's like this massive gap.
But obviously the age plays
in. And the knee, but I mean the knee issue coming off of the injury for Diggs also plays a role in that. But I mean, Deontay Johnson went from the Panthers for a pick swap.
Right.
DeAndre Hopkins went for a fifth rounder. Mike Williams goes for a fifth rounder. Davante Adams goes for a third. What are we doing here? Now, here's the only thing. Is it fair to... Do we need to stop worrying about what other people get in terms of trying to evaluate the Cowboys trade? Do we just need to evaluate it on should you have given that up relative to the quality of the player and not at all look at what did other people get after that? Because it's really easy to look at and say, well, this guy went for fifth, this guy went for third. There's different reasons
totally
for different values.
But I think it's fair to do that. There is different reasons. And, you know, I think you... We keep bringing up the Amari Cooper trade, but there was a money issue there too.
Yeah.
Right. So like you get it. You can't just look at giving up a pick or for a player for a pick and then saying, okay, well that's just the compensation that you need to get for that kind of player. Because money does play into it. A contract and age and all those things. So yeah, I don't think it's totally unfair to do that, but I also don't think it's totally fair either.
No, I can understand a thought process for the Cowboys where they say, I think they had him graded in the second round when he was coming out last year. So I can understand them saying, hey, for a second round pick, a guy that we felt was a second round player, we can get him for a fourth rounder a year later and he's under control for the next 2.5 years. On the surface, I can see how that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. If I told you yesterday the Cowboys traded Mozzie Smith, who was a first-round pick last year,
right?
And I told you they got a fourth-round pick in return for him,
I'd be upset.
Would you be upset in terms of the return for the Cowboys?
Well, I'd be upset actually for both, honestly.
I wouldn't. If you're telling me they get a fourth right now for what Mozzie Smith has shown for a year and a half, I'm doing cartwheels. I'm thrilled.
I would rather... It's only his second, like this was his fourth year for sure. But we're talking about a guy, this is just his second year.
Well, then that feels like you don't think the Mingo would be that, the Mingo trade would be that much of an overpay. Because he's in the same spot. He came out the same year Mozzie Smith did, the same amount of time has passed. He had 52 catches last year.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
So, because to me, I look at it and I say the opposite. I say Mozzie Smith, I'd be thrilled if I got a fourth round pick for him right now. Absolutely, especially if I thought it was a top of the fourth round pick, like that Dallas pick is likely to be, I'd be elated with that. And so you got to think, we're talking about a guy who went 20 picks after Mozzie and has universally had similar production. Like when we throw out Mozzie Smith is 119 out of 119 in this stat area or in this and that, that's Jonathan Mingo. Mingo,
right.
we talked about, he was 126 out of 126 in success rate for pass catchers over the last 2 years. The absolute worst in the NFL. Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders, or formerly of Football Outsiders, had the note that Jonathan Mingo's defense adjusted the
yards
DYAR.
Yeah,
that he had the second worst season in the history of the NFL based on their tracking. He's been awful. And there's a lot there's not a lot there that you feel like you can lean into and say, mm-hmm. yeah, but this is there's this that's positive on the back end, or oh, they're getting this out of it. He's not very good. And so to me, I look at him and go, you just basically traded for another team's Mozzie Smith and you gave up a fourth for it.
Do you believe in the change of scenery stuff then on players?
I think it's mattered before.
Yeah, it has for sure. I'm sure
it has. Which sport do you think that matters most in?
Well, I think it depends on the team.
So like in general, like, do you think that's usually more applicable with baseball? It's more applicable with the NBA. Where do you think change of scenery? Because I've noticed Spencer Dinwiddie, a change of scenery changed to Dinwiddie when he got here a couple years ago. That meant he was a better player coming here from Washington.
I think in basketball and baseball, it really helps some of these guys to get out of New York. I think New York, the spotlight of the Knicks or the Yankees, just because like the fans are so rabid, and so like if you strike out three times in one game, you need to be benched or traded, whatever. You can't handle it. I think that weighs on guys. I think it depends.
I think pitchers a lot of times when they get moved will. How many times have we seen and it happens with elite guys too. Sabathia gets traded to Milwaukee in the middle of the year, and all of a sudden he's lights
unhittable.
Out. Randy Johnson gets traded to Houston in the middle of the season. Nobody can touch it.
Right.
Like there does seem to be some juice behind the idea of now, also back in Randy Johnson's day, that's a little bit different too, because you're switching leagues and that's NL hitters who have not gone up against you for the last several years.
Absolutely.
And so there's a different effect.
Advantage.
There. Yeah, and I mean similarly, there was still interleague play by that point, but probably similarly to Sabathia, that teams were not used to seeing him
absolutely.
As often.
Yeah, I think it matters in baseball. I think it matters for receivers for sure, because you go to a new situation, you got a better quarterback.
Did it matter for Amari Cooper
when he came here?
Yeah. Do you think change of scenery mattered?
Absolutely.
I'd agree. I don't think it's going to matter with Jonathan Mingo.
No, I mean, because also like Dak's hurt now. Cooper can put the ball on, you know, in a good spot. Like Cooper's a better quarterback than Bryce Young. I mean, is he better than Andy Dalton? They're probably about the same. Maybe a little bit better.
Now, Dalton's not very good.
Not anymore.
Rush right now is. I don't know that I'd say Rush is a better player, but Rush is, that's a bad situation. Dallas is a better situation even with Dak out than Carolina's to Foster. But also, you've got scheme and all these other situations. We're talking about, did missing training camp cause a slow start for CeeDee Lamb? I mean, we're talking about a much bigger issue with Mingo coming in here and having to learn a whole brand new offense.
True.
You're not getting a contribution. This is an investment thing. You're not getting much
out of it. It's a long-term play.
It's meant to be long-term. I don't even think he's going to be long-term. I don't think he sees the end of this deal here. I think he probably gets cut at some point.
You think would you have to, if you were to bet right now, put $20 on it, does he make the team out of camp next year?
Yes. I don't think he plays a snap for him in 2026. Because I think they will say, give him the rest of this year. Giving him opportunity next year, and I think he's going to show exactly who he is. And in 2026, they're going to say, "Okay, let's move on."
So he'll play the snap, play the year, and then they'll get rid of him after 25. I could buy that. And if I were them, I mean, I would not cut him. It's too early to cut him if you're going to give before. You can't cut him before next year. It's intended to be a long play, and I don't have a problem with that. You need cheap labor.
Yeah.
If you're going to have $60 million quarterback, a $35 million wide receiver, and a $30 million edge. You got to find cheap labor somewhere.
Now, how much better would it be, though, if you said, I've got an offensive genius trying to use Jonathan Mingo?
Well, they had one.
I've got Ben Johnson. Philly. I've got Ben Johnson. How awesome would that be for you? Would you be pretty pumped about that?
I would be, but isn't Dave Canales thought of as an offensive, like...
Offensive guy. He's not on Ben Johnson
genius.
Level.
No. He's not on the... But he did wonderful things in Tampa last year.
Here's the thing. People are starting to sense this Cowboys job is coming open, and it is election season.
Huh.
And so, look, I mean, I think we all listen to me talk, and we know that I have the quality of a voiceover artist, I think. And so I've actually been contacted by a few different people to run some campaign ads for these coaches as they're trying to establish themselves. And one of them is actually very critical of Ben Johnson. And so, I pulled some of them. We're going to play some of them today, especially with the election over now. Because now we're getting into, you know, election season for the coach.
For next year, too.
For the next coach. And so, this is the one that I was asked to do on Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson is one of the hottest head coaching candidates in the NFL. But what is the mainstream media not telling you about Ben Johnson? Just ask his players. Quarterback Jared Goff recently told Kay Adams that Johnson makes things, quote, almost too easy. Too easy? When even easy is a problem, what can you expect when things get difficult? Bill Belichick knows how to make things difficult on his offense, posting an impressive 28 straight games without his team scoring 30 points. Ben Johnson, too easy for Jared Goff, too wrong for America's team. Paid for by Belichick for Dallas 2025.
So yeah, that's the Belichick campaign lobbying things. And look, I think we'll probably have a response next hour from Mike McCarthy's campaign on why they don't think that Bill Belichick's a fit here in Dallas. But yeah, it's that time of year with the attack ads now for the Cowboys coaches.
Fantastic. Oh my God, I love it. Too easy for Jared Goff. Too wrong for the Cowboys.
Well done, Bobby.
Thank you.
Well done. All right, let's do it. Let's do it next. We got the College Kegger coming up at 7. Let's do a special 6:40 edition in the 6 a.m. club of Ask Reddit next on 105 through the Fan.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
No, it's not Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy. No, it's not.
It's not 7:40.
It's a hump day.
Hump day.
It's 6:40 on a Wednesday, and we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 through the Fan because we ran out of time for it yesterday. A lot going on. Jerry interview, trades, trade deadline, G-bag fights. We had a lot to get to. So we're getting to Ask Reddit today. And if you don't normally get to listen to us during the 7 o'clock hour on Tuesdays, Ask Reddit is where we take the most viral questions being asked and answered over on the Ask Reddit forum, the 50 million member Ask Reddit forum. And we kick them around with you guys on the fan cam and on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text and here in the studio. So we're going to kick things off with Peyton Russell.
Yes.
Peyton, what is one never have, never will thing for you?
It's easy. The Samsung phone. Never had it, never will go to it. I'm Team Apple, baby. iPhone all day.
That is the most narrow take you have, I would say. As it is with most people.
It is
a better phone.
I've had them both, Peyton. It is objectively a better phone. If they ever got iMessage, I would go back.
What's the issue for you? Like, I feel like this is just cultist behavior from you, Peyton.
Well, I'm just dug in like you, Bobby, with every other take you have. You know, I'm dug in. I started as an iPhone person. I will continue to be an iPhone.
The difference is my takes that I'm dug in on are right, Peyton. What's your never have, never will take?
I'll tell you, folks, the mood in this room, because of the lack of sleep from last night, is going to – the tempers are going to be short today. From one Peyton Russell.
Yeah.
To one Peyton Russell.
You think you'd be happier, you know?
Never have, never will.
By the way, total coincidence that Sean called out this morning.
Total.
He's sick.
Absolutely. He did. He let us know around noon.
He let us know around noon
yesterday. Never have, never will. Hard street drugs.
Oh, okay. Dude, would you like to include in your list what you consider hard street drugs?
Anything that isn't that doesn't come from the ground.
How much processing after it's come from the ground, though?
Yeah. I have no issues with marijuana, which I think passed yesterday.
In a lot of places.
Yes. I have no issues with psychedelics.
Oh, okay.
I haven't dabbled in that realm, but I don't have an issue with that. If it's good enough for Snow White, it's good enough for me.
Snow White, is that a reference to something?
Wasn't that in the movie Snow White where the guy's getting all...
I'm making a joke. Never have, never will. Strip club. Never been in. Yeah. Sean keeps saying he's going to get me to go in there. It's not going to happen. It doesn't make sense to me.
Dude, let's go to the one in New Orleans.
Look, let's be honest. I'm probably on the spectrum somewhere a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. Let's be honest. You've seen my quirks and the things that
yes,
I obsess over. So, and I mean, we're all on it. It is a spectrum. I'm probably just tilted a little more to one direction than just being right in the middle. So, yeah, I think that I can't wrap my head around why. Why would I? I understand the attraction to the, but it's like, can't you? You can see those things for free too, without just completely.
It's about being there, Bobby.
Breaking your
it's
wallet.
About being there, experiencing it.
Yeah, it's the experience.
I'd rather be there for free, and
you don't.
And,
have to, I mean, you don't necessarily pay. You don't have to like. I mean, you pay to get in. It's a little fee.
You're gonna pay.
I don't.
You're gonna pay.
No, you got. There's a trick to it. You sit in the middle of the booth.
I know you've told me this before because you said. But I'm just saying, if that's what you want, just have better game. Is what I would say. Have better game and you can see it for free.
All right. Very nice.
All right. It is Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan, 877-881-1053.
Alice in Wonderland, not Snow White.
Right, that's my.
It's like an Alex one.
I feel like we're going to have a few different moments like that today for Chop and Peyton, both of them. All right. Chop.
Yeah.
If video killed the radio star, what did the internet kill?
Oh, imaginations.
Oh, yeah. With ChatGPT just doing all the thinking for you now, it killed thinking.
If I told my kids how I used to have to, you know, they would not believe it. Like the idea of just thinking about somebody that you know that you really haven't seen. And closing your eyes or remembering someone from your past in a kind of like a hazy light instead of like watching somebody right there. If you had it, I don't think they'd be like, wait, what?
Did you ever have one of those imagination moments and then actually succeed later and go, oh, this looks different than what I had.
Yes, I have.
I thought those I thought those would be darker.
Yeah, I did. I did. But like, also like, back then, like it was so wild because like, if your mind slips, like you know, because you sometimes you're harnessing focus, but your mind drifts somewhere else, and the next thing you know, it's, oh wow, it's game four in the World Series, and your mind just goes into that. It's very, very difficult to stay
all of
focus.
A sudden, you just can't explain why for the rest of your life your blood flow gets redirected when you think of Ron Guidry.
All of a sudden, but man, like, seriously, imaginations, communication, video, the internet killed communication.
601 just said the one that I was thinking, interpersonal relationships. The whole, like, dynamic we've heard of lately of the Zoom date before you go on an actual date, and that was internet, that was also COVID, that did those things. 214 Sears catalog, bruh. 469 Choppy's on one today. Absolutely. 325 says internet killed the encyclopedia. Peyton, what's your answer?
Being able to talk to girls in public. I think a lot of people now in generation, they struggle with that because you can just DM a girl. You can always, you know, hit them up on the dating apps, wherever. You can always have that, you know, text or over the phone conversation. You don't have to actually talk to them in public.
All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan, kicking around some of the most viral questions being asked over on the Ask Reddit forum this week, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Peyton Russell and Fantext and Fancam and RJ Choppy. No BS, what's the best board game of all time, Peyton?
Monopoly, 100%.
Oh, yeah, you're bad at it, though.
I'm really good. It might take 6 hours to get through, but my goodness, that game is, from start to finish, I have to be playing the entire time. It's unbelievable.
I still remember when Peyton brought up Monopoly a couple years ago, and he's like, oh, I'm the best at it. My strategy, I buy one of the corners. And it's like, yeah, well, actually, there's no properties you can buy on any of the corners. So
not the exact corner. If you play the board game, you know what I mean. Yeah, idiot.
You're the one who thinks you can buy the corners.
If you know
you
what
can't
the corner
buy one
I'm talking
them.
About, if you know what I'm talking about, you understand, but you don't, Bobby.
Wait, dude, so you don't have any more likelihood of landing on one just outside the corner, do you? Than
it's like buying the two right before the jail and then the two right after something. You're right there, those properties.
I think it's Monopoly too. I totally agree with Peyton. No board game, no game, I don't think, has slipped into like American lexicon more.
The Monopoly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, 200 pass and go or whatever, you know, collect your 200 or
get out of jail free card.
Get out of jail free.
the Park Place, Boardwalk. I mean,
and it teaches you how to run a business. It really does.
It really does. It really does.
It really doesn't. But neither, I don't think I'd say it really does.
It probably helps you. It's great for kids counting money.
Sure, it can do that.
Right. So I think it's just really good. Plus, I mean, it's really the only. They don't even use the thimble anymore. But if you have an old game, you can still get the thimble.
You can't get that clue.
Clue's great.
So good.
Clue's fantastic. I don't even know. How many people do you know? Have you played Clue, Peyton?
I have, but I mean, rarely.
I think it's great. I think Clue's fantastic.
Clue's super fun. What's the risk? I was about to say, what's the worst one? Because that's my answer. Risk. Risk sucked.
Takes forever.
It didn't make any sense to me. Like how? Like the rules. I was like, this just seemed like a chutes and ladders is another
chutes
one.
Chutes and ladders. Because
you just roll and go. Okay, I'm here. I climb up. I hear. Okay, slide down.
Like Sorry was good though. I like Sorry.
Sorry was what's it? No, Trouble's the one I like. Not Sorry. Trouble's the one where you pop the because that's the best.
I love it.
That's the best board game item in history. Is the little bubble pop on Trouble.
I love that one still.
972 says chess. 682 says Monopoly is awful. Any board game that lasts more than an hour and it's trash. Well,
it does take too long. It takes way too long.
Nah, it'd be done in a half hour if you're playing me, especially if Peyton thinks he's trying to buy free parking.
all right. Not free anymore.
Next one here on Ask Reddit. Chop, what is a red flag to see in someone's home?
I mean, dirty bathroom's an easy one. I'll tell you this, though. A bad liquor selection.
That's a red flag?
That's a red flag. Big Ten paraphernalia.
Yeah.
If you show me that you went to a Big Ten school, immediate red flag.
So, yeah, trouble scoring.
Trouble scoring, yeah. Hot, you know, thick ankles. You know, that's a red flag. But, yeah, I mean, dirty bathroom. You walk into somebody's house, the bathroom's dirty.
I'm going to say opposite. Not the bathroom specifically, but just no sign of any
life.
Like this house has been lived in.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that says, what are you hiding? What are you doing? What are you trying to make look so perfect? Or is this just the way you live? And you're probably a little crazy that you don't even live in your home. Like, you treat your house like new Air Jordans, where it's like, no, I can't really even walk in them.
So, my ex-wife kept an amazingly clean home. Like, it's...
Who I met a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
She said I was her favorite.
She did, right. Because you argue with me, that's why.
I figured.
But so she kept an amazingly clean home, but it was too clean. Like, you know, the Keurig for your coffee. After I would use it, she would take it and put it underneath the cabinet she would put it like under the counter in the cabinet.
Like she doesn't want it out and about.
She doesn't want it out, and I'm like, every day I got to go get this thing. Like that, we live here. Like
it's filled with water.
We don't live in a Pottery Barn catalog. It was super clean. It was very appreciative, but like no, like that's come on now,
dude. We have so many great answers here. Before I get to him, I'll let Peyton throw his answer. Peyton, what's a red flag in someone's home?
I'm gonna go with kind of what Choppy said, but having the bar of soap in the bathroom instead of the actual hand soap. I think that's psycho behavior. No one has the bar of soap anymore. Showering is different, but in the bathroom.
I guess I am more of a bar guy in the shower and a pump in the bathroom.
I don't use either. We don't have either.
You don't have soap at all?
We have soap. Oh, okay. Yes. we don't have bar soap at all.
What do you use like in the bathrooms though? Use like the pump?
Like at the sink?
Yeah, at the sink.
Yeah. We use the the Bath and Body Works refillables.
Oh.
Those they're like milk cartons. Fantastic.
Cheap. Some of the good answers on the Fantex 214 porcelain dolls. Another 214, a stripper pole. 469, cat food, and they don't own a pet. 817, trash bags full outside the bin, just sitting in the kitchen or random places.
Yeah.
512, plastic table for dining. So their dining room table is like a plastic card table.
A lot of these are for like the 28-year-old, 24-year-old guy just... I used to have those egg cartons. Remember those egg cartons you would get? Like I used to have those as like a coffee table.
And then 903, cigarette butts all over someone's porch is a massive red flag. So that's Ask Reddit here, a special edition on this post-election Wednesday.
Robert Montgomery Belt. It is a Sean and RJ Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day.
Sean is out. He is out sick. He might be back tomorrow. I don't even know. He might not. But we will get into chopping it up as customary on Wednesday at 7:40. Huge 7 o'clock hour coming at you next, including right now the college football kegger, the rankings. The first college playoff rankings are out. Where does SMU, A&M, Texas all fall? It's all coming up next year on The Fan.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.